Shalom, everybody. We are starting a new course, and I like to really explain myself, because when I said the course is going to be a course of astrology, Kabbalistic astrology or Kabbalistic understanding of astrology, I honestly did not mean, and I had it not in my heart at all, use any books or any source other than the Torah, Zohar, Ari, and Sefer of Yetzirah, the book of Yetzirah, the book of formation that is written by Avraham Avinu. And unfortunately, religiosity, which has been always a poison for the Jews, religiosity that binds the mind of a Jew, when it's talked about Kabbalah or astrology, immediately we withdraw. Say, I'm not supposed to know those things. And I would like to ask your patience to see that through the astrology that Avraham Avinu taught the whole world, we can use in order to understand ourselves. That means very simple. God created the nature, the mazalot, and set the destiny for me to learn from the nature, learn about myself, to understand who I am, what's my purpose, and what is this, what is made inside of me, what really I am. It's very simple that I look at myself and I say, it's not such a complicated thing. I mean, since I was born, I know myself. But I want honestly tell you with all my heart that you have learned to hide yourself so beautifully that you cannot find yourself. Many times we hide things in places to make sure that we don't lose it. And we hide it so very well that when we want to find it, now we are expert in doing this. And the first thing we have done is to ourselves. Because as soon as we find ourselves and we know who we are and what is our essence, what's my purpose, and use the nature in order to recognize, because the moment that I was born, Sefer Yetzirah says, is the most important time that sets my destiny. Sets my destiny. We will learn that under what circumstances I can affect this destiny. How I can affect this destiny, whether I can at all have the energy and the power and the know-how to do it. The journey that I want to go after 12 classes is to, only purpose was to teach you a language. Only a language. Only to understand a few terminologies, forces of energy. That 12 classes was nothing. It's an introduction for you to get the taste. If I don't have the language with you, I cannot communicate with you. And this is the language of what we have to know in order to understand the nature and what it is above the nature. Because nature by itself, because it's the world of physicality, has a limit. That's the law of physics. So there is something that is above the nature. Above the nature. And not only my business is to understand the nature and use the nature as a teacher to prepare myself a foundation so I can go above the nature. That means above the mazal, above the dome, whatever it is under this dome called creation, which is a world, Briya of Choshech, it's totally dark and concealment. But through this darkness, I can bring light. Through the darkness, because light comes out of darkness. Light doesn't come out of light. God created the darkness for you to find the light from darkness. Darkness is not lack of light. Darkness means concealment of light. And God concealed himself. And where did he conceal himself? In the nature. Everything is the will of God. Everything God created is the will of God. Anything exists is will of God. Anything moves is will of God. And last week, what did we say? What did we conclude? There's one thing God does not create and does not give. Does not have to give because it's not his. That's fear of God. That God neither has, and what he doesn't have, he cannot give. Cannot give me fear of God. That is my work. It's my part. And that fear, we said, and I would like with this understanding to go forward, that we need that fear of God, because every time, please understand me, every time I express a desire to receive, because the characteristic of God is desire to give, doesn't lack anything, God. Otherwise, he's not God. God is complete and has only one characteristic, is to give and to do good, to give pleasure, to eat everything he created. Because his characteristic is ratzon lahashpia, desire to give, and because I am a createe and I have a desire to receive, every time I express desire to receive, I'll find this similarity and not similarity. And in the spiritual world, this similarity causes separation. Similarity creates affinity. Shivui tzura, similarity, causes closeness. So every time that I want to come close to the Creator, to the light, to the energy force, to the source, the truth, I have to find similarity with it. But my nature is desire to receive. It's exactly dissimilar to the Creator. So God comes and says the following. And the lessons that I'm giving you now is exactly parallel to the parasha of Naso, which is this week we are studying. It's teaching me that I need to create within me Yirat Shamayim, fear of God, in order not to receive anything. Because every time I receive, I'm going to ask for a toil. Every time you express, I want something, you are asking for a toil. Because all the toils that we're going to have in our lifetime, all the pains that we're going to have in our lifetime, is because I was not able to say to my desire to receive for oneself alone, no. That means I am not able to restrict my desires to fulfill my pleasures. Why I want to receive? Because I want to get fulfilled. And every time I want to get fulfilled, I cause a toil to be written for me. I got to go through a pain. Why? Because I caused dissimilarity between me and my Creator. Me and the light. So what am I to do? Very simple. Before that I want to receive and I have expression to desire, we said restriction. Restriction. Because of Yirah. I don't want to first understand God. I need to eat. I need to take your chayim, take your life. I don't have a choice. But one thing I can do, my desire to give purpose, direction to why I am taking. Follow again. I put feeling in taking. I put feeling in giving. I put feeling in doing. I put feeling in saying. I want to give you an introduction so this lesson to have meaning for you. This journey will have 1 year. I'm going to go through the whole Torah for in 1 year. If you walk with me, if you listen to me, to test me, not to believe me, to test me, not to take me at point value, check it within yourself. Check me. And you see if it works. In 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, things falling in the right place at the right time, continue. But you cannot be wishy-washy. Cannot come once, come not once, not to come. It's not a game. Either you're serious or you're not serious. Because what's going to play with you? You're always looking to be fulfilled. If you don't get fulfilled, you walk away. Fight against that. So we said, go back. We have the Yirah that we have to build. That means in reality, I'm creating a masach, I'm creating a will to be able to say no to myself. To receive only under one condition. I take only for one under one condition. I eat only for one condition, that I can be a cause in return. Similar to the action of the Creator. He's the cause to do good. I eat, I live, I sleep, I get up, I work, I do everything for one reason. Similar to the Creator. I want to be a good cause. I want to be a good cause. But I cannot be a good cause if I don't know myself. If I don't know what's my responsibility. Why I was born such and such a date? When did? Because we know the moon, the sun, stars change. God on Wednesday created the moon and the sun. We will learn every day he created something for a purpose. God could have created the whole creation in the blink of an eye. Bingo, one day finished the whole business. From the beginning, A to Z. But it took his time. 6 days. And then he said, okay, after all this, you know what? I want to create another special day. I want to go to call it Shabbat. And you know, by the way, I'll tell you about it later. God created on the fourth day the sun and the moon to teach me what is man and what is a woman. What is male and what is female. What is zachar and what is nukva. The sun doesn't change his face. Doesn't become small, big. Always shining. Always gives. Always gives heat. Always gives love. Always causes growth. If you don't have the sun, nothing will grow in this earth. That's the male aspect of the creation. And what's the moon? Changes continuously. Not to reveal its own light, because the moon had its own light. Moon had its own light. Shined exactly like the sun. And the moon went to the Creator. It's the Creator. You cannot have two kings. You cannot have two lights. Let there be only one light. And he said, oh, by the way, you mentioned it? Okay, you know what you do? Ma, moon, beautiful, you shut off your light. Shut off your light. You only reflect the light of the sun. the moon beautifully. All the time changes in order to come to reach to show the beauty of the sun when the sun is not there. Because the sun of the light of the moon is from whom? From the sun. That's the relation man and a woman. The relation of the sun and the moon. Sun doesn't account how much to give, when to give, how to give, whether it's worth it or not. The sun is there always, everything, all the light it has to give. That's the Jewish man. The moon is there always by changes. Who affects the beauty in the earth, on earth? Who affects the colors? Who affects the water to rise and to go down? The moon. Everything beautiful and beautiful color is in the hand of the light of the moon. And yet we see the light he receives from the sun. But because she was able to say to herself, to her own light, no. God said so. God told moon, shut your light. And she shut. He says, you are going to be the best reflector of this sun. And because she was able to do that, all the beauty that exists in this creation is because of the moon. Now, understanding this part, I would like, because I know at the end of the hour I will be tired and I'll usually forget. If you honestly want to benefit from this class, if you are sincere about your own life, if you are sincere to go the right direction in your life, if you want to make a good investment, if you find you want to find that willpower to be able, when it is necessary to say yes, when you are supposed to say no, to be able to say no. All our weakness, young or old, is that we don't have willpower. Everything God has given us, I don't exercise willpower. I know the truth. I know what the truth is. I know what is right. But I don't have the willpower to do it. To acquire that willpower, it is necessary for me, first, not out of being ignoramus and put a fear of God within myself. That's a wrong religiosity. That's fanaticism. That's not true dati, true religious. A true religious is that you walk the walk of God with knowledge, not with ignorance. With knowledge. Knowledge that you have within yourself, well established. And for that, it requires that you take the toil of studying. I recommend two books. The major book that we are going to use for this class, which is a good book, it's by Aryeh Kaplan. Aryeh Kaplan was a physicist, very knowledgeable in Judaism. He became in a very short time rabbi, and he produced in a very short time humongous amount of fabulous work. One of the books is his translation of Sefer Yetzirah. The original book of Sefer Yetzirah was written by Avraham Avinu that gave everything you should know and everything the world knows today about astrology. It's by Sefer Yetzirah. The totality of the pages is 150 pages, the original. From that book came this book. Beautiful translation. Thoughts might be a little bit difficult, but we are going to use this book. It's in English. Recommend for you to study. But there is a book that I highly recommend with all my heart that you should invest and buy. And read it portion by portion. Weekly. It's a matter of 5, 6, maximum 8 pages. Every week. That means dictate to yourself, inform yourself, tell yourself, you know what? New government in the established. So what's the new government? Every day you're going to read 1 page. 7 pages. By end of the week you have read and you know everything about the portion of that week. The most beautiful way, that's the book. The Midrash says, it's simple, very simple. Tells you through stories of the Torah. Every week, the portion of the week, it talks about that week in a simple language. The Rosh, it explains. Why? One level. When you know the story, because I'm going to use the Torah, I'm going to show you why God said there is a direction called north. What's happening up north? What's happening south? What's east? What's west? What's up? What's down? How God created and why He created it? Why He take 12 Shevatim? Why we have 12 sons of Jacob? Why not 15? Why not 20? Why not 2? Easier. It's expensive, so many children. So, gotta learn. This book will help me to be... Yes, there are 5. I was afraid to show you all 5. But there are 5 books. This is a Midrash. There are years of explanation came to this. Simply to understand what Torah is all about. Simple understanding. Very primitive understanding. But we don't want more than... We don't want to become Moses, and we don't want to become rabbis. We want to know enough Torah so I can use it in my daily life, period. There is not a thing in the world. What is kadosh? What is holy? What is holy? What do we call holy? Huh? Yeah, Torah is holy. Yeah, but what is holy? Huh? Not mundane. Is the Torah mundane? The book is mundane? Huh? Separate? I mean, I cannot unite with godliness because He's Kadosh? Bravo. What is close to God? What is the word is complete. What is close to God? That means to be similar to God. Bravo. Now, because He's complete, the closer I become, the holier I become, the more complete I become. Each one of us in our own level. I am in my level, you in your level. Each one of us we can complete, accomplish. By becoming similar to the Creator. Similarity takes me closer. How am I becoming similar to God? How can I become similar to God? To give? Yes, that is true. Is giving is enough? Okay, I know that the more giving, you're right. But listen to this. If he says giving, the more you give, you will similar more to God. Now, if every bit of food that I have to put in my mouth, I give it and put it in somebody else's mouth. I'm giving, I'm doing godliness. What is going to happen to me at the end? I'll die. So, that's not correct. The whole fact is how to be able to receive without becoming dissimilar to God. And how to give. One of the secrets of giving is don't give to someone who doesn't ask. Because if you give to someone that doesn't ask, he's going to become your enemy. So don't give. Unless asks you. Then there is a vessel. Because there is a requirement. How many of you have Persian parents? Okay, now we know that when we go to somebody's house, they bring us fruit plates. And they say, please. And what do we say? Oh, no, 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 thank you very much, thank you very much. I have already had. But I am really want to eat it. But no, thank you very much. Please, please, you have to take something. No, 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 thank you very much. But please take something. You know, if you take a little bit this cucumber, you know how happy I am. Oh, you're going to become happy if I take? Now, am I taking or am I causing somebody to become happy? Say the Persians, the old Persians, they knew very well. They said, I am not going to take until I have a reason that I'm becoming a cause, that I'm sharing, that I'm causing a happiness for you. So first of all, don't give to someone unless somebody asks you. And don't take unless you know for what purpose you are taking. Buy this book. Do yourself a favor. As smart as you are and you read big books, I know, important books, I know. Patiently. There are five books of Moses. Each one of those books explains one of the books of Moses.
So which one should we get?
All five. At least I am honest. Now, start with the book. A package deal becomes cheaper. Okay. Now, let's start understanding this natural phenomena called above nature. Because Chachamim, they teach us, and in Sefer Yetzirah and Sefer Zohar, explains that Israel is mi'al amazalod. That means Jews, b'nei Israel. They are above mazalot. That means they can go above dictation of the nature, dictation of the stars. When I am born, the time and the place, the positioning of all the stars and the sun and the moon affects my destiny as per what is dictating at that time. But Israel has the possibility, for a good reason, it's not for free, to go above this force. Exactly. To get the control of our destiny. Patient. Don't make conclusions. I know your computer works faster than I. But patient. We understand what is my position in relation to 70 nations that are out there. I will understand this relationship. And believe me, everything that Torah emphasizes is respect, and I am responsible for everything that happens in this world. Today I will see only one angle of it. God originally created, and I first want to understand the energy that God created, the force that is running the show, running all these forces. First, I want to understand the energy. And who is the person or the body that implements this energy? I want to know this implementation too. On top of it, I have to know who are those angels. And why had God to create angels? To the extent that he says every grass has an angel. Every thought that you and me, we make, every thought that comes out of my mouth creates an angel. What are those angels are for? So many angels. We said that they are seven essential energies. Seven. We are in the world of seven. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, Malchut. Seven. We are in the world of seven. However, God has three columns energy. Column. Energy of chesed, which is energy of sharing. Energy of din is the energy of feeling lack. Who makes me feel lack? He does. Who makes me move my finger? He does. Who feels me that I want, I'm hungry? He does. I want something? He does. By what energy? This column energy. And right opposite, he has a column energy to give. He makes you to feel the lack, and he's there to fulfill it too. However, my fulfillment is not to go to this column, to jump between this column and this column. My fulfillment only comes if I take this column and make partnership with this column and create a third column called Rachamim, mercy. That means shituf, partnership between my desires and the forces to fulfill it. Originally, God was one energy. He's one. He's Echad. Then, from that one energy was created three columns energy. So what we are receiving is both energy of Chesed, energy of Din, and energy of Rachamim. Three energies. His one energy was divided into three. The word Echad, how do we write it? Echad. Aleph, Chet, Dalet. How many letters? Three, divided to three energies. Out of these three energy came three more energy, which is Chokhmah, wisdom, understanding, bina, and a knowledge. These three energy converted into these three energy. We have in our mind wisdom, right side, bina, understanding, left side, and the center is when I put my wisdom, my comprehension and understanding together, the result is knowledge. Da'at. Did you hear this voice? Please remember it. It's a good lesson right now. It's a good lesson because the word came out of anger. Because don't you know I am late? You know you bothered me. I wanted to get out of the parking and there was somebody here bothered me and I wish this person wasn't here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tow him and get rid of my bother. You think his bother is solved? He's going to go still home screaming. And this is part of the lesson today. Because these three energy caused seven energy within me. And these seven energy, which are seven traits of character, are right in my head. Look at that. How many holes do I have in my head? Seven. That's the world of seven. Is in my head. That's why I am the creator of seven world. Two eyes, two ears, two holes in my nose, and one mouth. But the mouth really can activate itself not only from the above, it's dependent to the below too. So the mouth, which is the seventh one, which is the seventh one, which is the seventh day of creation, which is the seven, is dependent to the action of below, not only the above. It has to take the below and the above unite in order to come. That means I cannot only bring my thought into my speech unless I use my chest and create voice to express what is in my mind. That's the activity of the mouth. How many months we have? How many moons we have? 12 different moons. 12 different moons. By the way, one day of the 30 days of the month, moon, you cannot see. There is a new moon. There are 12 moons. Now, moon, which is, we said, the name of Malchut, the seventh, represents the seventh. That means it has to reach nothingness until to reach the fullness. That's Allah. I cannot rise, elevate, transcend until I realize and feel the world of nothingness, that I am nothing. So this, hold on to this word and let's go a little bit more to understand this world of seven, where it came from. Zohar HaKadosh says, prior that God created the world, 2,000 years prior creation, God wrote the Torah. 2,000 years prior creation. And we understand, we will understand what that means. First, God wrote the Torah from the beginning to the end. And in order for him to write the Torah, what did he need? In order for God to say, let there be light, what did he need? To create a vessel that can carry the energy of his voice, to give meaning to his voice. If I go and say, any meaning to you? But when I put the letters and sound, and in my speech I put feelings. Feeling. I use the heat of my heart. What comes out of it? I put feeling. I can put anger. And I can put joy into it. That's my doing. God gives the thought. God gives all the energy. In order God to transfer his energy, he had to create 22 letters. How many Hebrew letters we have? 22 letters. However, there are 5 more letters called sofit, ends. That's always at the end. They come to the end. We will understand what end means. Because the word manzpach, those are the letters that are end letters. Mim, Nun, Pei, Chaf, Tzadik, Manzpach. Those are letters that come at the end. They are letters of judgment. We right now don't want to know. But there are 22 letters and God created, and very soon I'm going to give you all this information in 1-2 pages. So be patient with me. Today is introduction. I am just giving you a little bit taste. So God created 22 letters and he divided the letters in the different priority and categories. Because God wanted to create his creation with 4 elements of water, air, and fire, and earth, he took 3 letters, call them mother letters. They are the mother of all the letters. They are Aleph, Mim, Shin. Aleph stands for Avir. Avir means air. So Aleph is representative this air. Mem, Maim, water. Shin, fire. When the fire goes, the sound of fire, burning fire, is shh. So Aleph is Avir, Mem is water, Maim, Shin. Out of the 22, there are three that they are mother letters. They created the elements. Earth, we will talk about it later. You cannot have earth inside you. You have only earth outside you. Inside you is either air, water, or fire. Can never be inside any earth. When there is earth inside, that means I'm dead. We will find out why the meaning of each of those elements. Why God created water, gave what characteristic to the water. What is the characteristic of water? It always sinks below. Whenever you throw the water, it finds its own surface, its own balance. So water wants to go down. What's the fire? Always wants to go up. What is air? He's the one that takes the water and creates disaster. Takes the air, fire, creates disaster, but it's the incorporated that puts them together and creates what? The creation, the growth. So we want to find out this characteristic of this water and fire and the earth later. But let's go back. Out of the 22 letters, three of them we said are mother letters. Aleph, Mem, Shin, called Emesh. Remember that. Oh, no. Just Aleph, Mem, Shin. Aleph stands for ear. Mem stands for maim. Shin stands for fire. Seven letters in Hebrew are doubles. What are doubles? Et, vet, chaf, kaf, pe, fe, gimel, then je, gimel with dagesh. There are seven of them. And we find in the world of seven, in the third of seven, didn't this is a world of seven, we said? We said seven holes. Everything is double, other than this pe. But the pe has the upper lips and lower lips. Still double. So we are dealing with double. Now let's go and study from Sefer Yetzirah what is double. There are seven things, those letters that are bet, gimel, dalet. I'm going to give it to you. Don't worry about it. You will recognize it. It's going to be part of you. Bet, gimel, dalet, chaf, pe, resh, taf. There are seven. Those sevens are, they stand for wisdom, wealth, seed, life, dominance, peace, and grace. Now, don't worry, we are not going to go too fast. This is only to understand which world we are. These seven things, they all have double. Wisdom. What is the transpose of wisdom? Of wisdom. Folly. You will be amazed how you're going to find out things that you did not even imagine exist. So, there are seven things in the world that they have transposed. It's not really opposite. It's a transpose. So, in order for me to understand wisdom, what do I need? How do I know what wisdom is? To look at the transpose of wisdom and look at folly, at stupidity, will teach me wisdom. So by knowing the transpose of an energy, I can study the real energy. Now, let's go more a step. We said wealth, the transpose of wealth, of course, poverty. Transpose of seed, the seed that we plant is desolation. Transpose of life is death. Transpose of dominance is subjugation. Transpose of peace is war. Transpose of grace is ugliness. Seven things and seven transpose, seven letters. So in seven letters, God creates double. And we will see how he uses this word of double, what that means. And he says, all these seven energy are in your speech. So you want to know your speech, how many powers it has? Seven powers. And seven powers that has seven transpose. You witnessed a person coming here, came, instead of saying something nice, he said it in what? Ugliness. Could be, so somebody made a mistake. You could have been nice about it. I'm going to be towing you. Where did you go? So in my speech, instead of bringing out wisdom, what can I show through my speech? Folly. Instead of showing wealth, I will show poverty. And this is in my speech, because I want you to know what power this has. So when you pray, when you say something, you'll understand how you're affecting. Because God created by saying. And if you don't start recognizing what are you saying, how you are saying, what feeling you are putting in your saying, if there is no fear in you, that you will say whatever comes to your mouth or to your head, you're not a human, you're an animal. You don't understand the forces that this mouth of yours has. Your speech, the power of speech. Because the purpose of studying astrology is not for us to go and impress people, because you surely will be able to impress people. You look at some people and say, oh, I am Scorpio. Oh, you're Scorpio. Wow. Here, I went to judge the person. The purpose is not to give you a tool to judge people. The purpose is to give you a tool to judge you, to get to know yourself. And if from the beginning you don't know how to control this speech of yours, and you will hurt people, and you plant seed that later on you're going to be sorry why you planted it, and you don't know even you did it. Because you don't know 10 years ago, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, what you said, what heart did you break, how you said it, and how you affected it. So the purpose of the class is not that I will be hocus pocus learning ajimaji. No. The purpose of the class is to improve myself and to be a hell of a good Jew. Be a good example for the whole world and to really make difference. Period. Make difference. To be a good cause. And does it pay well, by the way? Do you think it pays well? Look around. Those that are good, they get paid well? Bravo. If you all want payment in the physical world, that's the world of Esav. Join Esav. But if yours is to have true fulfillment and joy in your heart, to whatever you got and what's the portion that you got, and you are happy with it, you have joy, then you have made it. And that's the purpose. Hold on to the question. It says Zohar HaKadosh, says while the softness of the sign of the sound implies lenient judgment. When you put softness, when you put kindness in your sound, you become lenient. And when you become lenient, that means you are pulling rachamim, you have compassion. And if you are the force that you pull compassion, God is compassionate towards you. If you cause lack in people, God will do the same to you. For one purpose, not to get even with us. Everything that happens in our life, trust me, is for purpose of learning, period. There's no other reason for me to come to this world, because really, it is not a happening place. Come on. One day I have a fine, nice time. Next day, just take it out of my mouth. I wish that I wouldn't have eaten it. That's not life. It's no continuity. Good, bad, good, up, down, up, down. That's not life. The true life is that whatever it is, I go through with joy. With joy. And I know that I'm here for learning. So I accept the toil. I accept the pain of learning. So it continues. Says God, there is a concept in Torah called Terumah. And there is a parasha called Terumah. Terumah is not a tzedakah. Tzedakah, the true sense of tzedakah, is that you have $10 in your pocket. And really, that's the only thing you have in your pocket. And you need this $10, at least $9 of it, you really need. You need to buy something that is very important. You're hungry, you gotta eat. That's that money for that day for you to eat. And while you are going, you see a person that honestly, literally, much more hungrier than you. And absolutely needs this food more than you do. You take out the $10 and you let it go. That is tzedakah. That means you forfeited your own pleasure, your right, for sake of others. That's called tzedakah. If you have $100 million and you give $10 million out of this $100 million, that's not a tzedakah. That's called terumah. It's not really breaking you. It's not vital for you. You give a gift. That's a gift. That's called terumah. Out of these seven things that we said, it comes out of our speech. Any one of them that I use the correct transpose, that means instead of be ugly, I make it beautiful. Instead of being poor, I make it wealth of saying, I have given terumah. I have given gift. I have acted like God. At that moment, I am God because I give. Similar to God. That's what God wants us to see. That we have the willpower to transpose what is not good. What is ra, to transpose within myself by my own will. And God is there to help me if I ask for it. So, in order God to communicate with us and have a language, again, to communicate, God gave seven directions. So these seven letters that we mentioned is representative of seven directions. There is north. There is south. There is east. There is west. That's four. There is up. There is down. And there is a center. That's called seven. The center is the inclusive of all the directions. Where did we learn this? Last week, I just show you the picture so you would remember the Magen David. six directions. And the center is the Malchut that holds all the directions. Six directions. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, direction. Malchut is the center. 6 days God created the world, and the seventh is the center of all the creation. Is the center of all the creation is the seventh one, and the center of all creation, which is inclusive of all, is called in Hebrew, which day? Shabbat. Sheshet yamim ta'avod, that means 6 days you shall do 39 different actions in every day to fulfill all your desires. Go after your desires. And you know what? For 6 days, I am going to come with you and fulfill every desires and every learning that you have. But on the seventh day, Yenafash. What is Yenafash? That means you don't need anymore to fulfill yourself. It's complete. It's Kadosh. That day, you don't need to do anything. Accept it as a complete day. We will talk about Shabbat in its own good time. So, God created six directions, and for each direction gave one of those sefirot. When I want to get the energy of Tiferet, which is the central to all these things, Yaakov, where do I turn around, turn to? East. When I want to get the energy of Chesed, where do I turn? South. When I want the energy of Gevurah and wealth and money, where do I turn? North. And we will learn. That's why even the Torah teaches us how to put our bed. East-west, north-south, diagonal. Torah even teaches us which direction should I put my bed. So when I get up, do I face north? Do I face south? Do I face west? Because each has a sefirah, energy. Up is Netzach. Down is Hod. That means when I come to the work of physical work, I have to look for a splendor. I like to look to Hod, like Aaron. What was the characteristic of Aaron in Torah? Ohev Shalom or Rodef Shalom? That means Aharon is the energy source of a person, a Jew, that only looks for shalom. By the way, if there is no shalom, there is no bracha, there is no shi, there is no shefa. Only the energy of shalom, that means we say shalom bayit, that means between male and female, the husband and the wife, if there is no shalom, there is no blessing. If in the family there is no shalom between father and mother and children, no blessing. The purpose is shalom, and shalom, when it comes, only comes to a place that there is shalom. Shalom comes from the word shlemut, and it is completeness. When a man and a woman, they become one, they are complete. As soon as they separate, they are incomplete. They have called separation into the creation. A man and a woman supposed to bring yichud, completion. Now, question.
What is west? You said north and south. What is west?
Malchut. The last one. Don't worry about it. I'm going to write it down and give it to you. I know that you are not geniuses to remember I cannot remember it myself. Yes, please. Oh, it is from Torah. I tell now, what is the Chinese? Now that you are that subject, where the Chinese and the Japanese and the Korean and the Tibet people, the Indian from India, the Hodu, where did they get all this spirituality? Now, here, let's understand. Abraham is the father of all the nations. The book says, the Torah says, the first son of the Abraham at age of 86 was Ishmael. Age of 86, which is, has a significance, age of 86 is the same energy of Elohim. Elohim is the energy that made the creation, the nature. Now, age of 86, Abraham gave birth to Ishmael. At age of 100, gave to Yitzchak. And the Torah calls Yitzchak the true son of Abraham, because Ishmael was not having a Brit Milah till age of 13. After age of 13, Ishmael had a Brit Milah. Isaac had a Brit Milah on the 8th day. Now, what's the significance of 8? Why really Brit Milah is on 8th day? You should be able to understand it right now. Why Brit Milah is the 8th day? Why not 7th day? Bravo! Because Brit Milah, is it logical? God cannot create something. I have to cut it. He cannot cut it himself and send it all perfect. He can do it. Because we have children that they are, when they come to the earth, they are already Brit Milah. They are ready to go. So why God? So God put it on the 8 days to say this work that you do is not the word of logic. It's not the word of 7. This is because I say so. You go above the nature. That's the 8. 7. Whenever you see 7 anywhere, you're talking about nature. When you go 8, the number in the numerical values, you go above nature. 8 is already representing the above nature. If we go below 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is already Yichud. It's already above the nature. It's not in the nature section. Now, Abraham, after Isaac, before Isaac, God, Sarah told Abraham, you know what, this Ishmael, he's mine. Because whatever the person has, a slave has, belongs to the owner. So Ishmael is mine, Sarah is mine. By the way, get rid of them, throw them out of the house. I'm saying it literally. Get rid of them. I don't want the same house with Isaac. Abraham loved very much Ishmael. Loved Hajar. And went to God and said, God, look, this my wife tells me, get rid of this Ishmael. What should I do? She says, listen to your wife. Okay. By the way, Adam, the first man, when he listened to his wife, God punished him. Why he listened to his wife? But in regard to Abraham, said, okay, listen to his wife. He said, okay. So he took Ishmael and sent him away. By the way, Isaac and Ishmael, they were friends, even when he left out. How do we know it? The Torah says, after Sarah dies, which Sarah dies the same day that Isaac went for binding, Isaac was 37 years old. Abraham was 137 years old. That day Sarah died. Sarah died the same day. When Sarah died, Isaac and Ishmael, they got together. They went after Hagar. And they brought back Hagar again to Abraham because they knew Abraham was in love with Hagar. Her name, when she came back, because she changed her way, became Keturah. Keturah brings 4 more children from Abraham. 4 more children. If it was important, I'm sure the Torah will write it. See? Who knows what's going on then? See what I do? One of our One of the logics that we develop within ourselves, that we mix up worlds. The world of the spirituality has its own law and dictation. I cannot apply. We have five different worlds, we will know. We have a world of Atzilut, we have a world of Bria, world of Yetzirah, and world of Asiya. We have different worlds. Each world has a different law. I cannot mix up the law of this world with another law. Which world I am right now? What called this name of this world? In Hebrew, world of Asiya. Action. Action. Everything depends action. We say action talks louder than words. There is a world called Bria. Action is not there. It's world. God said, let there be light. And there was light by saying. But there is a world that is only action. Action counts. Now, Abraham creates four more children. And the Torah says that the day that Abraham knew that he's going to go die, he wanted to divide all his money, his wealth. So the Torah says that he gave presents to the children of Keturah, presents. And children of Keturah, he sent them to East. And what are East? Japan, China, Tibet. What was the present Zohar HaKadosh said that Abraham gave to these children? Meditation, astrology, understanding the world of seven. Understand the world of seven. And they are good at it. They are very good at it. That's nothing in this world. I promise you, everything in this world is created by God and God's finger is in it. There is nothing in this world moves, including a leaf falling down off a tree, unless God says so. Only one thing, God does not have and does not give. Yirat Shamayim, fear of God. That we create. Now, here comes, and it says, okay, seven directions. We know that this Malchut, which is at the middle, has what are door houses. How do we call house in Hebrew? Hechal. Hechal is written Hey, Yud, Chaf, Lamed, numerical value 65. 65 is representative to Aleph, Daled, Nun, Yud is the name of God. Aleph, Daled, Nun, Yud is the Shekhinah. That means the revelation of God. This is Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke is the light of God. Aleph, Daled, Nun, Yud is the revelation of that light. And these two are always one. What it means one? They cannot be separate. The Shekhinah with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That means the light and the revelation of the light is the same. So if you take 65 plus Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is 26, 65 plus 26 is how much? 91. Amen. That's why we say Amen. Every time we say Amen, what do? We take Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and unite it together. That means we take the upper word and the lower word, and we unite it together. Now, let's go back to see what is this world of seven that we are talking about. There is a world called the world of mercy. What is world of mercy? What is mercy? What is rachamim? What is the meaning of rachamim? Rachamim means, look, I have made a mistake. Give me time to fix it. That's called rachamim. Have mercy on me. Have rachamim on me. So rachamim means, please give me time. There is a world that there is called world of Rachamim. But there is a world called the world of reward and punishment. What is the world of reward and punishment? It's the world that, look, if you do good, you get paid. If you don't do good, you get punished. Is it fair? No fairness at all. We are not in the world of fairness. The world of seven is not the world of fair. It's a world of correctness, but not fairness. Don't expect in this world to see fair. It's a reward and punishment. It's, that means if you do good, you get paid for it. You don't do good, you pay for it too. Look around. Which world we are? We are in the world of mercy? Honestly. Or we are in the world of reward and punishment. How many of you know about Pavlov experience? You know what's a Pavlovian? Right? Pavlov. Pavlov was a psychiatrist, took a dog, took animals, and really went through experience. Every time the dog did something that he wanted him to do, he rewarded him. Every time that he did mistake, punished him. Now, what happened? Every time he showed the reward, the dog did exactly what he wants. Whenever he showed him the punishment, the dog didn't do whatever he wants. And let's go back to Shema Israel. Today's lesson is only introduction. How far I want to take you. In Shema Israel, it tells us specifically, Im Shamua Tishmeu, if you listen to my words and to my mitzvah, my way and what I tell you to go, Natati et ha-matar ba'artzechem, I will give you the shefa, I give you the bracha and the right time, right place, exactly when you need it. That means, in reality, whenever I need something, I put my hand in the pocket, it's there. Impossible to miss. That's im shamua tishmau, if you listen to what I tell you. And if you don't listen to me, and it tells in Shema Yisrael, that's what we studied the last lesson. And if you don't listen to me, I'm going to get angry with you, and I'm going to stop everything. Till you're going to cry. And I promise you, you're going to cry. How stubborn you are, as stubborn as you are, the harder you're going to fall. And the more you're going to cry. Why, God, you are harsh so much? Because this is the world of reward and punishment. That's the nature. That's the nature of things. And you know what? A wolf tears into pieces a beautiful lamb. There is a viciousness in the nature. And there is a beauty in the nature. I cannot say it's not fair. In the world of reward and punishment, there is no fairness. So you cannot turn around in this world to God and says, God, you didn't cut me a good piece of cake. There's no such a thing. It all depends, directly depends to our attitude, the way we work, the way we think, the way it comes out of our mouth. Either we are in control, or we are at the mercy of destiny of what is written for me. If it is destiny written for me, please tell me, when the jungle burns, it burns everything, the good and bad, or just selective burning? When jungle burns, the good and bad burns. We will learn that God divided the 12 Shevatim, the 12 tribes of Israel, in a different formation when we went coming out of Egypt. And it gave degel, flag, to everyone. And gave characteristic. That means once Jacob give bracha to every child, one by one. He says, Dan, this is your destiny. Asher, this is your destiny. Yehuda, this is your destiny. Yaakov gives the character of each Shevet, each tribe. And God forms these 12 characters in a formation. On top of it, he puts the cloud and a nekavod of Aaron. He puts the veil of Miriam. He gives Moshe the right to come to talk to him face to face. And for 40 years, turns around and takes the Jews around in the desert to teach them the Torah. To teach them the Torah. And when he taught them, he told them, none of you going to go enter into Eretz Israel, or of you going to die in the desert. Only your seed will go to Israel. All this is in the Torah. And all this is telling me, how should I come in control of my destiny? And the day that I was born, the sign that I was born, the position of the moon, all gives direction of what my destiny is. What are my characteristics? Because first Jacob, and then Moshe at the end before he died, he definitely specified the character of each Jew. If you are a Jew, you have definite character from Torah. Definite character from Torah. And as soon as you recognize this character, why this character is given to you, and what you are supposed to do with this character, what are the positive points, what are the negative points, and what are the basic points of this character, you will suddenly say, oh my God, is this me? No, it's not me. But then when you are alone, say, yes, this is me. Because you will recognize that how true it is and how honestly, simply you can utilize it, use it, not misuse it. Use it for controlling your life, your learning, your behavior toward people. 99% of marriage breakage in the family is of lack of knowledge, of not being able to know your other side, not being able to identify with the next person, not to understand that why a person screams at certain moment, and why a person is so subjugated, and why a person is so stubborn, and why a person is angry. When you know, knowing it, is recognizing the sickness. As soon as you recognize the sickness, you can remedy it. There is remedy for everything. The only problem is that you have to recognize the sickness. And every one of us, we have a folly. Every one of us, we have weaknesses in our life. And all that weaknesses is because of lack of knowledge. Now, let me go a little bit more. I think we have a little bit more time. I would like to finish this. Continues. Yes. Whatever I am discussing with you, more or less, it's from Sefer Ef Yetzira. It's just an introduction. It's to standing to understand the level of seven. But then, if I take to the first three out of the 22 letters, and the seven letters, which are the doubles, how many left? 13. Really 12, that's correct. But the one that includes the whole thing becomes 13. But we understand. Now we'll go. What are these 12? They are 12 letters. I want to say it quickly and then I come back. These 12s again bring 12 energy in the world. 12 letters, 12 energy. The first, the seven doubles, they had transposed. Now they are 12 elements, that they are unit, they are singular. Singular. They are not two of it, there is only one. Follow what I'm saying, because that's a beautiful thing to know. The day that I understood it, it really made me excited for a long time. That's why God created 12 months, 12 moons. Each one of them are singular. The moon of Aries is different than the moon of Taurus. Two different moons. And God gives 12 energies that they don't have any transpose. They don't have any opposite. And what are those? Let me read it for you. Speech. What's the opposite of a speech? Silence is a lack of a speech doesn't mean this opposite. Opposite. I want you to understand transpose, opposite. Speech doesn't have a transpose. Lack of a speech doesn't mean there is no speech. How we go? Thought. Is there is a what? Mute is a lack of, again, a speech. Lack of a speech doesn't mean opposite of a speech.
Lack of peace is war.
That has a transpose. That's correct. Because peace has a transpose. But a speech doesn't have a transpose. Think about it. It took me a while to really click into it. Let's go further. Now, next one, thought. What is the transpose of thought? Lack of thought or not thinking is not transpose of thought. Thought doesn't have an opposite, a transpose, an inverse. Labriut. Motion. Lack of motion, again, is not opposite to motion. When we say wealth, poor is opposite of wealth. I understand that. When I say beauty, opposite is ugly. I understand that. But when I say here motion, sight, and all those are energies God created and they are singular. Hearing, sleep, action, cohesion, smell, anger, taste, laughter. Is there opposite to laughter? Sadness is sadness. You get sad with your eyes, with your heart. Laughing. Crying is with your eyes, not with your mouth. 12 things. What's the opposite of sex? Huh? That's not cake. Twelve energies singular. 12 letters bring these 12 singular energies. And each one of those energies are specifically given to one tribe. Sex, Scorpio. Slowly we are going to learn that God really made a goulash. And here I have to choose. But as soon as I put all this together, because how can you make a person, for me to understand wisdom, I'll go and find a dumb to understand what wisdom is. And that's what Shlomo said. Shlomo HaMelech says, you want to see, really learn about wisdom? Go and look at a man full of folly. But here comes the singular, if a person doesn't laugh, how am I going to bring the person to a state of laughing? Because I don't know the transpose of laugh. How can I cause a person to laugh? Who is that character that laughs? Doesn't stop. The laugh is always on his... No matter what it is, still he has a smile. What's the matter with you? What did you eat today? You're smiling all the time. Smiles. Even he's unhappy, smiles. It's a character. When we learn those characters, we can use those characters. But only if we learn how to tap into it. How I can tap into it. How can I tap and find out the source of anger? Because I don't know the opposite to anger. Lack of anger is not teach me anger. So it is very important that we understand there is a first a world of echad, one. Then there is a world of three-column energy. Out of the three-column energy comes the world of seven. And out of the world of seven, explanation of the world, seven, comes the world of 12. And 12 plus one, that means the one that makes inclusive of all this character into one unit, 13. 13 stands for what? Secret of Echad. Echad is 13. Ahava means Echad. That means through 1 year tikkun, through 12 months, I can honestly build a vessel to unite myself with the force of godliness. It takes 1 year. And by the way, whenever God decides that we have to go through hell, it takes 1 year. Hell doesn't continuously go for years, unless I keep on repeating. But in 1 year, I can either connect myself to totality or disconnect myself.
What's hell?
Hell is that no matter what you do, you pay tremendous toil. Exhaustion. Feeling the toil. No joy. No joy. And I don't have an alternative. I have to go through it. It's a heavy price to pay. And sometimes we don't pay attention. Sometimes we don't wake up to smell the coffee. And then the noise gets louder. Until we pay attention. We have, each one of us, we have a responsibility. And by this, I'm going to close and let you have the floor. And that is that we are getting close to a moed, to a time called Shavuot. That's the time that's on the 6th of Sivan, month of Sivan, which is Rosh Chodesh Sivan tonight. In 6 days, we go to God and say, God, give me my portion. And every time we say tefillah, we pray. At the end of the prayer, we say, God, give my portion of Torah. I want you to imagine one thing. Imagine for a second, just for nothing. This imagination has a good purpose. That you will receive your portion of Torah and you will know it very well. That means you will know the Torah very well. Imagine the day that you put your finger in the Torah and you understand it and you can explain it. Imagine that day. Because if you are capable to imagine, you will reach it. You will reach it. You will have it. The only way that I can go to this moed and ask God, give me my portion of Torah. That means give me my portion of truth in my life. Because I want the truth in my life. It's only that I feel, and I should feel, they understand the lack of not having the Torah in my life. Ask the question from yourself. How much Torah you have in you? How much close you are in God? And when you come to a conclusion how much you are far and how much of it you don't have, then go and ask God. On Shavuot, say, I want to get close to you. Very simple. I'm ready to change. But you have to put the first step. God is not going to force you, because we said there is Yirat Shamayim. The fear of God is not given by God. It's given by you. That means you coming to waking up, Yirah. That means to come to that realization, to that awareness, that I have a lack of truth in my life. I have lack of truth. I don't know. I do not know. You look at the Torah, you look at the Torah, it says, wow, this is a heavy book. I mean, come on, it doesn't make sense. Trust me. Invest this book. Start reading the stories in the book. There are going to be a lot of questions. They're going to say some things that are going to anger you. And that's the time that you can build. Because there is in the anger that rouses in you, there is a purpose to it. You can either take that anger and create a positive energy out of it, or die with it. Because the anger is the purpose of anger, that in our liver we have two sides to our liver. We have a face size and we have a bottom size. At the bottom of our liver there is a bag. There is a liquid, black liquid, very bitter in it. Every time biology of us, that whenever my mind gets angry, my body gets angry, it triggers one drop of that dark liquid into my blood. That's what kills me at the end. Drop by drop. Drop by drop. There is a way, there is a reason for me to realize why I am getting angry and close the tap. Not to pour it into my stomach and have ulcers. The purpose is not to get ulcers. The purpose is to understand, why do I get angry whenever they push my button? Recognize where the button is and fix it. So whenever they push it, smile comes out. Imagine, instead of getting angry, you smile. Who's in control? The moment that somebody pushes your button, you react. Who's in control? You or the person who pushed your button? Remember that you certainly are not in control. As a matter of fact, you injected a little bit death into yourself. That's the choice. That's why it doesn't have opposite. You got it, you got to solve it. You cannot depend on the other side. It's only one side, singular. You got to deal with it. And every one of us, unfortunately, we have a sensitive button that whenever they push, I eject. I become animal. I scream. No more control. Question? No hands. By the way, stop it. There is only hand and clapping only for one thing. I didn't do anything. He's the doer. So by you giving me, and I appreciate the respect, you have to become indirectly respectful to something else. You know what you can clap for me? You know when you're going to really appreciate what you are after all this class? Do what I am asking you, because you're going to gain, and that is my profit. That is my profit, that you will realize your life has changed and you are doing better. You're happier. Please.
All the Jewish nation, it has a sign as well, an astrological sign, and that sign is the sign of Capricorn.
Yes, that's correct.
Gave his sons, and the sons that received that gift were Dan and God, and that is the gift of warrior like exercise, and also sniper or guerrilla warfare, in the sense the Jewish people are constantly defending Torah.
Let me put it a different way. I know what you want to get, and we will get there. We will get to why Tevet is the sign of nation of Israel. But I want to ask the question like this. Why God gave wealth and poor? Why God gave peace and war? That's why these two opposites, peace and war. We give peace and let go. Everything would be fine. The peace and war is not the peace and war between nations. It's not. The God and Dan is not some tribe out there. Was.
No, it's internal.
It's It's within us. The peace and war is within me too. The war and the peace is with me. The whole war is with me. The war is not with outside. My problems are not outside. My problem is inside. I have to go inside, find the God, the Dan, to be a judge. I have to go and find every tribe within me. And by the way, how many tzela'ot, how many 12. It's interesting. And there is a front and the back. Everything God created is put in your body. And everyone gives the information. Every color gives me information. Everything in this nature gives me information to know myself. That's how complicated I get. That's why when I want to find myself real me, the real me, it's so difficult. Most illusionary, it's me. For me. Shabbat Shalom.